بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيامنا العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج من نفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As most of us will be aware, alhamdulillah, we have entered into one of what we call the Ashur-e-Hurum, the four sacred months of the Islamic calendar. The month I am referring to is the month of Zulhijjah. Just by way of reminder, yesterday there was a janazah salah, so we didn't do the muzakara yesterday. But we're doing the muzakara today. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind one another, for indeed, reminder is something that is beneficial for a believer. The last Jumu'ah, to some extent, we did discuss the importance and the relevance of this period. But basically, our Shariat and our Deen doesn't change. It's the same things again, but unfortunately, human nature is such. If you look at this Arabic word, insan, they say the word insan comes from the word ins. The root word ins, which means to forget. In other words, human beings by nature are forgetful. And unfortunately, the greatest thing that we forget in the dun and in the nasha and in the intoxication and attraction of our worldly endeavors, we forget our purpose and our object in this world. Our purpose and object in this world, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, I did not create this human being, nor did I create jinnat, except primarily that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to become the goal and objective of our life. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy, to take us out of our generally neglectful nature and our forgetfulness, Allah Ta'ala gives us certain periods, or if you want to use a more general term, certain seasons, wherein we are given this encouragement to reconnect with our objective and our purpose in this world. In other words, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Days in the solar calendar, 365. In the lunar calendar, 355. Amongst these days, there are certain days which Allah Ta'ala has elevated. One basis of elevation is, ulama ikram explained, they say is nisbat, is link or association. Allah associated certain periods with Himself. Now what happens when Allah associates something with Himself? Simple classical example, which we often give, and I gave on the occasion of Jummah also, is there is one house in this world that Allah associated with Himself. Normally, if you want to put a value on a house, what we look at? We look at location, we look at how much money was spent, the decoration, the structure, the adornment, the beautification. Basically, technically, in every aspect, if you have to use the normal gauge and standard of this particular house, from a commercial point of view, it fails miserably. It's located in the middle of a desert, harsh climate, arid climate around it, the house itself, almost no adornment. Not even plastered, not even tiled. Yet, Allah Ta'ala said, Baytullah. This house is the house of Allah. What happened? Elevated to such a level that almost it has a magnetic field that is drawing the hearts of millions and billions of people throughout the year and throughout the ages. Ka'batullah, everyone's goal and aspiration has become that. People will give their lives, they'll spend whatever they have to try to just put their eyes and their gaze on this house. The standard which we use, no value. Yet, Allah Ta'ala ascribed it to Himself, so it was elevated to such a level. Like that, certain periods in the year, Allah Ta'ala associated with Himself. Not just that, Allah Ta'ala elevated them to such a level that Allah took qasam and oath on them. Jumu'ah, we know, is a day that is special. Yet Allah hasn't taken qasam on the day of Jumu'ah. Laylatul Qadr is a night which is special. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact a whole surah in the Quran, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken qasam and oath on Laylatul Qadr. Even the day of Eid, Allah hasn't taken, generally, both the Eids. On one Eid we'll see now there was qasam taken, but on the other one there's no qasam taken. But when it comes to these days, and if you look at Quran also, ulama say Aqsamul Quran is a very, very interesting chapter. The different types of oaths that Allah Ta'ala has taken in the Quran. Some places Allah takes one oath, one qasam, wal asr. Some places two oaths and qasams together, wal duha wal layli idha saja. Some places three qasams and oaths together, wal layli idha yaghsha wal nahari idha tajalla wa ma khalaqa dhakara wal untha. Some places Allah takes four oaths and qasams together, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدِ وَمَشْهُودِ. One place in the Quran, Allah takes five qasams and oaths in one place. And according to many, although there are other interpretations, majority of the Mufassirin and commentators of the Quran say these qasams and oaths refer to a certain period, certain number of days. Qasams and oaths, I am referring to Wal-Fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. They say this is not a general daybreak, nor is this qasam on the Salah of Fajr, although there is that opinion. Here they say it refers to a certain daybreak, the daybreak of the 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal-Fajr, Walayalin Ashr, by the oath of the 10 nights, in other words, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Wal-Shaf'i, Shafa'a, technically, literally means even. Wal-watr means odd. So by the oath of the even and the odd. In other words, ulama say this refers to a particular number and a particular day. Even, 10. In other words, the 10th of Zulhijjah. Odd, the 9. In other words, the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah. Wal-layli idha yasr, the 5th oath, by the oath and qasam of the night as it passes the day. They say this refers to the night between the 9th and the 10th of Zulhijjah. The Hujjaj normally associate this night with, they call this the night of Muzdalifah. Because the Hajis at sunset of the 9th of Zulhijjah will leave Arafah. They will spend the section, Wukuf and Muzdalifah is wajib on this night. In other words, the period just before, from daybreak, from Subah Sadiq till sunrise, some section you have to be in Muzdalifah, and then they proceed back to Mina to do the Rami of the Jamarat, in other words, the pelting of the Shayateen. So they say it refers to this particular night. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala used to say with regards to the value of these days, بِكُلِّ يَوْمْ أَلْفْ يَوْمْ. He would say each of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, each day is equal to 1,000 days. وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَ عَشْرَةُ أَلَافِ أَيَّامٍ. And the day of Arafah, this is Sayyidul Ayyam. This is, ulama, by consensus of the ulama, the greatest day of the Islamic calendar, particularly for the Hujjaj. وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَ عَشْرَةُ أَلَافِ أَيَّامٍ. The day of Arafah is equivalent to 10,000 days, the 9th of Zulhijjah. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أَنْ يُعْتِقَ اللَّهُ فِي عَبْدًا مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ يَوْمِ عَرَفَ. Rasulullah ﷺ said, there is no day in which more people are freed from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. So we find that this period, because ulama say, what is so special about this period? Why has Allah associated it with Himself? Allah says in the Quran also, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the known days, أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. هُنَّ أَيَّامُ الْمَشَاعِرِ. عند المفسرين. According to the Mufassirin, أيام المعلومات refers to أيام العشر, refers to the days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. They say there are two very, very great a'mal of deen that are associated with this period. There are certain actions in deen which cannot occur at any other time in the Islamic calendar. One is the amal of Hajj. Any time the rest of the year, whether it is Muharram, even Ramadan, if you go to Mina, or if you go to Arafah, or you go to Muzdalifah, you'll find a few birds. There won't even be any human beings there, and hardly any inhabitants. And there is nothing special about going there at any time in the entire year. But when this period comes, suddenly on the 8th to be in Mina is a great act of ibadat. On the 9th to be in Arafah is a great... In other words, these amal are specific to this period. The other is the amal of qurbani, passing the knife over the neck of the animal. Do it the rest of the year, yes, with the niyat of sadaqah you'll get reward. But the actual sacrifice itself is nothing, cannot be referred to as qurbani, as a special act of ibadat that is associated with the qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. But in this period, from the 10th, 11th and 12th, suddenly it becomes, in fact, the greatest nafil act which one can do during that period is to spill the blood of the sacrificial animal. So they say because of these two great acts of ibadat that are associated with this period, this is why this period has been elevated. How valuable, how virtuous this period is, time is limited. But we'll just mention one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. He said, there are no days in the Islamic calendar in which the doing of good deeds, making Allah's ibadat, is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than on these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Sahaba, whose zehen, mizaj, was on this, that nothing can be more valuable than striving in the path of Allah, they also were surprised when they heard this. So they said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, even a man who's striving in the path of Allah, person sitting at home in these 10 days making Allah's ibadah is going to get more reward. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. One exception, that mujahid who went out with that kind of jazba and acceptance that he never returned back home. He gave his life in the path of Allah. He is still superior. His amal is still superior. But besides that, Allah's ibadat during these 10 days is more beloved to Allah than any other time. Like that, many, many ahadith of this type of subject matter. One or two other ahadith. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْ يُتَعَبَّدَ لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no days in which Allah's ibadat is more beloved than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And two, obviously, the logical question that should occur to us. One is our daily fard ibadat, that whether it is Zulhijjah, whether it is Ramadan, whether it is Jummah, whether it is any other time, that there's no room for that in Shariat. There's no negotiation. Fajr Salah is farz, regardless of which day it is. For example, and the other faraiz also. So what is particularly referred to here? That during this period, increase your nawafil. What must we increase particularly? We find in ahadith a few amal, very, very briefly, because time is running out. We should ask ourselves this question. That Ya Rasulullah, what does Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want us to increase during these days? Few amal are highlighted. One in this hadith, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yadilu siyamu kulli yawmin minha bi siyami sana." Particularly, not excluding, but particularly for those who haven't gone for Hajj, to imitate the Hujjaj, fast during the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. What will Allah give you? According to this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Each fast is equivalent to fasting for the entire year." Each fast, Allah will give you the reward as if you fasted the entire year. And وَيَعْدِلُ قِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And the standing of the night, obviously we may not be able to stay awake the whole night like the last 10 nights of Ramadan, but as much as we can, increase your tahajjud. Your normal tahajjud ma'amul was half an hour, make it 1 hour in this night. Normally you used to read one or two paras, read a little bit extra. Engage yourself a little bit more in zikr, Allah's ibadat, in dua, etc. Nabi Salaam said, the standing of these 10 nights is equivalent to standing on the night of Qadr. With regards to fasting, particularly for the non-hujjaj, the fasting of the 9th of Zulhijjah. Nabi Salaam said, أَحْتَسِبُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَالَّتِي بَعْدَهَا. He said, I have hope that those who will fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah, Allah will forgive the sins of the previous year and the coming year. One more hadith and we'll terminate. Like I said, we've run out of time. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are no days more beloved and more auspicious in the sight of Allah, the worship of Allah, in these days. In this hadith, certain other amal, nafil amal, are highlighted. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيلِ. Increase in these days, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَر Alhamdulillah. In other words, increase Allah's zikr. Increase Allah's zikr. Quran says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ. Remember Allah in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. This is why we find from the 9th Fajr, it's wajib, according to the Hanafi Mazhab, after each Fard Salah up to the 13th Asr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Takbir particularly. Elevate the greatness of Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Bring this excessively on our tongues, particularly during this period. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.